You know about atom smashers, particle accelerators?
Sure, I said. Praxicage installations, huge and expensive, used to test theories about elementary particles and forces.
Yes, Archibald said. If you can't test it, it's not theorics, it's metatheorics, a branch of philosophy. So, if you want to think of it this way, our test equipment is what defines the boundary separating theorics from philosophy.
Wow, I said. I'll bet a philosopher would really jump down your throat for talking that way. It's like saying that philosophy is nothing more than bad theorics.
There are some theors who would say so, Archibald admitted. But those people aren't really talking about philosophy as philosophers would define it. Rather, they are talking about something that theors begin to do when they get right up to the edge of what they can prove using the equipment they've got. They drive philosophers crazy by calling it philosophy or metatheorics.
What kind of stuff are you talking about?
Well, they speculate as to what the next theory might look like. They develop the theory and try to use it to make predictions that might be testable. In the late Praxic Age, that usually meant constructing an even bigger and more expensive particle accelerator.
And then came the terrible events, I said.
Yes, no more expensive toys for theors after that, Archibald said. But it's not clear that it actually made that much of a difference. The biggest machines in those days were already pushing the limits of what could be constructed on Arbor with reasonable amounts of money.
I hadn't known that, I said. I always tend to assume there's an infinite amount of money out there.
There might as well be, Archibald said. But most of it gets spent on pornography, sugar water, and bombs. There is only so much that can be scraped together for particle accelerators.
So the turn to cosmography might have happened even without the reconstitution.
It was already happening, Archibald said, as the theors of the very late Praxic Age were coming to terms with the fact that no machine would be constructed during their lifetimes that would be capable of testing the theorics to which they were devoting their careers.
So those theors had no alternative but to look to the cosmos for givens.
Yes, Archibald said. And in the meantime, we have people like Fra Paflagon.
Meaning what? Both theors and philosophers? He thought about it.
I'm trying to respect your earlier request that I not simply bury you in Paflagon, he explained when he caught me looking. But this forces me to work harder.
Fair is fair, I pointed out, brandishing a cross-cut saw that I had been putting to use.
You could think of Paflagon, and presumably Orlo, as descendants of people like Evan Edrick.
Theors, I said, who turned to philosophy when theorics stopped.
Slowed down, Archibald corrected me, waiting for results from places like Sant Bunjo's.
Bunjo was a millenarian math built around an empty salt mine 2 miles underground. Its Fras and Sewers worked in shifts, sitting in total darkness, waiting to see flashes of light from a vast array of crystalline particle detectors. Every 1,000 years, they published their results. During the first millennium, they were pretty sure they had seen flashes on 3 separate occasions, but since then, they had come up empty.
So, in the meantime, they've been fooling around with ideas that people like Evan Edrick came up with when they reached the edge of theorics?
Yes, Archibald said.
There was a profusion of them, right around the time of the Reconstitution, all variations on the theme of the polycosm.
The idea that our cosmos is not the only one.
Yes, and that's what Paflagon writes about when he isn't studying this cosmos.
Oh, now I'm a little confused, I said, because I thought you told me just a minute ago that he was working on the HTW.
Well, but you could think of protism. The belief that there is another realm of existence populated by pure theoretical forms as the earliest and simplest polycosmic theory, he pointed out.
Because it posits 2 cosmi, I said, trying to keep up. One for us and one for isosceles triangles?
Yes.
But the polycosmic theories I've heard about, the circa reconstitution ones, are a whole different kettle of fish. In those theories, there are multiple cosmi separate from our own, but similar. Full of matter and energy and fields, always changing, not eternal triangles.
Not always as similar as you think, Archibald said. Paflagon is part of a tradition that believed that classical protism was just another polycosmic theory.
How could you possibly—
I can't tell you without telling you everything, Archibald said, holding up his fleshy hands.
The point I'm getting at is that he believes in some form of the Hylian theoric world, and that there are other cosmi. Those are the topics Sur Akulawa is interested in.
So if the Hyphosa really exists, I said.
He or she summoned Paphlagon because the polycosm somehow became a hot topic.
And we are guessing that whatever made it hot also triggered the closure of the Starhenge.
Arcibald shrugged.
Well, what could that possibly be?
He shrugged again.
That's one for you and Jesri. But don't forget that the Pangendrums might simply be confused.